Welcome back from that break. 42 minutes past 3 p.m. at the command center in the capital, Juba. With me in the studio, guests from UNHCR and also a guest from Rural Community Empowerment. And we're basically talking about the status quo at the camp, the humanitarian plight there, and what these partners are doing on the ground. Welcome back in the studio, my guests.
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, let's now talk about the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which is an annual international campaign that kicks off on 25th November, the International Day of the Elimination of Violence Against Women, and runs until 10 December. 3 days left for us to commemorate this, and also taking us to Human Rights Day. Is there an effort by partners to highlight this day at the CAM and what is being done?
Okay, there's a number of activities which are taking place in IDP camps around the country, because what we've noticed is that during times of displacement and humanitarian crises, unfortunately, the cases of GBV rise. And so it becomes even more important, because these women whose vulnerabilities are already exaggerated by having to leave their homes, they are then suffering from domestic violence as well. Now, in Mangala in particular, where UNHCR and RCEN are working, there have been a number of activities recently to raise awareness of 16 days of activism and also, you know, engage the community on this very important subject.
Well, Esther?
Yes, that's very true. We've been doing some activities. We've been creating awareness. Most partners have been creating awareness in the CAM against the gender-based violence. And we believe the community is very receptive of the awareness. And I think that's what most IDPs and the CAMs within South Sudan need, because the gender-based violence is one of the very serious issues.
Yeah. And then...
Yes.
Sorry, just to say on that, of course it's important during these 16 days to raise awareness, but this is an issue which is prevalent throughout the year. And so, you know, as part of our camp management capacity building and trainings that we do with partners, we actually mainstream protection and GBV prevention into all of our activities. And so throughout the year, when we're doing these capacity building workshops, GBV prevention is a module. And so, of course, it's important to talk about what's being done in these 16 days, but this is not an activity for just one part of the year. This is something us as humanitarian partners have to ensure that, you know, is on the radar constantly.
Well, maybe, Onzuma, also with regards to that, like earlier on, I stated that where people gathered, the different mindsets and cultural rigidities, are there cases that are arising from the camp? Like violence, are there cases of GBV in the camp that's arising amidst the effort by partners to ensure that they educate the people there?
Yeah. So, of course, I can't comment on specific cases. This is information which is received and held by protection partners. But, you know, as I said, during cases of displacement, we have seen rises in this. Like, it can be for many reasons. Of course, when people move, they have reduced livelihood opportunities. Women are not able to go out and collect firewood in areas that they are safer in. Families, because of food security, that can cause tensions. And so what protection partners do is, you know, they work closely with people to identify where this is happening, and we can support families to, you know, reduce instances, because, you know, GBV is not inevitable and it can be prevented. It's just a case of offering people the right support so that we take away the underlying conditions which caused this.
Well, what would be a message to some of the IDPs listening to us right now with regards to this?
Yeah. I think the message you would give them is, not to sound patronizing, because, of course, you know, none of us knows what it's like to be an IDP, and, you know, the tensions and the mental, you know, the mental health issues that can come from being an IDP. But for anyone in a situation where they feel like, if it's a man, that, you know, they may be involved in like domestic violence, even from women, you know, try and reach out to humanitarians where possible, you know, to get the support for your family, so that there are less instances of, you know, abuse generally. It's not just about women, but it could also be men. It could also be children. And so, of course, you know, generally speaking, it's women, but this kind of, it could be, we see instances of youth fighting with each other. And this is because there's no livelihood opportunities, no jobs. Sometimes, even communities which get on, which get on well, but then because of reduced resources or scarcity, that can also, cause fighting, etc. So it's, going back to what we were talking about, peace building, one of the things is to like really bring people together and help them understand and come up with ways of, stopping these kind of behaviors.
Well, I think you, Esther, maybe also message to the men and women, all in young, listening to us outside there with regards to the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Usma did say it's not a matter of a 16-day thing. Mm-hmm. It is something that moves with us in life. Maybe a message out there.
My message is very simple and clear. Do not suffer alone. Make sure you reach out. In case, whether a child, a man, or a woman, please ensure you seek help. Once you seek help, you will get it. So do not suffer alone.
Well, thank you. Let me get back to Onzima. She's a very passionate person about...
Uzma.
Onzima.
Sorry, you can't get it wrong because it does mean the greatest in five languages. So
sure.
You're defending people in five languages.
True. You're very passionate about camp coordination and camp management.
Yeah.
And you've also been involved in a camp management and camp coordination and camp management cluster.
Yeah.
And you're also talking about inclusivity. Mm-hmm. What message do you have for our young sisters and mothers out there with regards to joining this particular profession?
That's a very good question that you've touched on. And actually, this is something that, me and Esther, we both feel quite strongly about. We were discussing this on the car on the way here. CCCM as a sector is, dominated by men. And one of the things that we want to show is that, women can do this job and women can...
Better.
Women can do this job and maybe women can, maybe do a better job, if not as equal as men. And also the reasons why we think it's important, it's not just a tick box. We actually feel like women can offer something to CCCM and CAP management that men necessarily can't, or for whatever reasons. And we're not seeing many women out there. And sometimes the perception is that it's dominated by men. So, only men can do this. And, you made a very good point in the car about why women are better.
Yeah. Women are better in CCM. Let me put it as simple as that.
Justify your rationale.
Yeah, I will justify it. There are qualities that are needed for CCM, and those qualities include efficiency, which I believe women are more efficient. We have the management aspect of it, because CCM is bringing people together and ensuring that they coexist. We also have the issue of tolerance.
Oh, yes,
women can tolerate more than the men. It's also, camp management is about the scarcity. We are trying to manage the scarce resources. And I believe, and we all agree to this.
Oh, yeah.
Scarce resources can only be managed by women.
Women know how to manage the
house. So please, as women, let's come and join CCM. We can do better in this.
Some men listening to us may say, this is violence against men.
No, not really. We're not discriminating. There are things for you to do as well.
And the humanity aspect of it. I believe women are more human. The motherly love will always go out to the IDPs.
Yeah.
Let me call your second name now, Ahmed.
Ahmed, yes.
Well, basically, what do you think women's or, the female gender are very few in CCCM?
So, like I said, at the moment, it seems to be, to be honest, you've seen this as well, you probably see with the men that you interview, that the humanitarian sector generally does seem to be dominated by men. And then, that trickled down to especially field positions. And so I think it's a vicious circle. People see CCCM dominated by men. And so they think, oh, this is not a career for females. And I really hope that one of the things that me and Esther can do is, encourage more women to come in. And when we're doing our workshops, etc., we're really focusing on inviting more women. We're really focusing on modules which will not only empower women but capacitate them. Because one of the things that us, at UNHCR want to do for the future is we do want to recruit more women. Having more, having a more diverse workforce, especially in CCCM, will improve our response to people, because women make up a large percentage of the IDPs who are displaced. And so for them to really have a voice and be comfortable talking to humanitarians, you know, it would, a good step would be to have more women actually, you know, leading these projects.
Well, do you have anything to supplement? Yes. Very strong message from Unzma right there.
Yes, it's always more comfortable to confine in another woman. And we believe most of the IDPs are women. So please, ladies, let's do this. Let's encourage our IDPs. Let's motivate them.
Yeah. Well, girl power.
Yeah. Well, amidst all the, what Partners is doing and the government to ensure that the IDP live a good life in the IDP camp, basically there are challenges that comes in, right? And CCM, you might also be facing some challenges at the camp. We don't focus so much on the challenges. Let's also look at the positivity part of it. What positive thing have you seen in the camp there that, you know, somebody staying out can borrow a lift from?
There's, like I said, you know, if we start talking about challenges, we could be here till tomorrow. But yeah, no, there's a lot of positivity that we see. So, you know, as CCC, as being part of the CCCM cluster, which oversees the activities of all of our CCCM partners around the country, not just in Mangala. You know, one of the things we've seen is, to just give you an example, in Bentiu, with all the flooding and the displaced communities, we have regular meetings with like women community leaders. And these women, you know, these are really strong, independent women who are telling us exactly what their communities need, but what, you know, what are the unique needs of female IDPs. And so, you know, by working with communities, you know, and engaging them and building up governance structures, what we're doing is we hope that communities will be in a position that they won't need to rely on humanitarians forever.
Well, thank you for that. And I think we're 4 minutes away from the news headline, and it's a high time. Maybe give our last messages for today outside to those listening to us. Your final word maybe to our listeners?
Yeah. Okay, well, firstly, thank you all for listening to us today. And we hope that today you were able to learn a lot more about, you know, camp management, because I think everyone in South Sudan is aware of the plight of displaced people and aware of, you know, this, especially in Juba, we have the Juba IDP camps. So, yeah, no, it's really important for also people to know what humanitarians are doing. And, you know, that working together with communities, not just with different humanitarians, but, you know, also the government, all together to, you know, ensure that we can, you know, kind of come up with long-term durable solutions for supporting people.